Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Hi, guys. How are you today? You know, I like to come in every single day and give you some nuggets. Let's have some discussions about business. Yeah. And today is no different. Today, I want to talk to you specifically about your 2021 plan. And the reason I want to talk to you about that is because I had some interesting conversations yesterday, right, with some entrepreneurs. And the thing is that you have to remember is that you want to plan. So first of all, we're in the last few months of the year, right? We're in the last quarter. We have like two more months before we go into 2021. 2020 really hit everybody for a loop, right? Everybody had to diversify. They had to pivot. You know all the fancy words that we used to describe what you had to do in your business. And some of you I know came to a complete standstill for whatever reason that is, right? You came to a complete standstill. And in your mind, you're saying, well, I am going to start back in 2021, right? And that's all well and fine. But what I want to encourage you and to remind you is that you need to start a plan for your 2021 now. You're not waiting until January 1st or January 6th to start to plan for 2021. You always plan, especially in your business, right? You always plan in advance for what you want to happen. If you know you want to relaunch your business, you want to get back on the scenes and get back connected with your audience, you have to plan now what that is going to look like. Is your messaging changing? Is your price and structure changing? Are your platforms changing? Are your ideal clients changing? You know, are you going to incorporate new things, incorporate video, incorporate emails, incorporate a blog, incorporate a podcast, whatever that is? You have to start to plan that from now and not wait till January. Because if you wait till January to start a plan, the reality is you're not actually going to launch until about March, right? So take these last few weeks of the year and plan out exactly what you want to happen in your business from January, because January 1st is just another day, guys, right? The only thing that changes is 2021. But the thing is, your audience is still going to be there. And even if you have stayed in contact with your audience, but you know that you're not operating at your highest level, you're not charging the right prices, you're not showing up consistently, you're not giving them the type of value that you know you're supposed to be giving them, then now is a good time to start to put things in place, right? Put all the back-end things in place. Fix up your email list, segment your email list, fix up your website, add your new products, change your pricing, whatever, record videos, do some behind-the-scenes shots, you know, whatever that may look like in your business. Now is a great time for you to start to put those things in place. So January, you are literally hitting your audience with a bang, because it's always a new and refreshing feeling at the beginning of the year, right? And you don't want to be lagging behind. I always tell people, when you decide on your vacation, so you know most businesses, they tell you choose when you want to go on your vacation, and you know, okay, I want to go on vacation in August. And I want to travel. I want to go to Disney World. I want to carry the kids to Disney World. Do you wait until the first day of your vacation to start to figure out the price of the tickets and where you're staying and how much spending money you have and what clothes you're going to wear and what you want to buy? No, you don't do it that way. You plan it in advance so that when that time comes, you are completely prepared, right? So it's the same thing with your business. And so you take your time, you do your research, you plan out what you want to happen. I like to plan out my business ideas and my business programs and thing at least three months in advance, a month to 3 months in advance, right? 3 months from now, I know what the skeleton is going to look like. And week by week, with my assistant, I would work out, okay, this is what we're going to launch in November, or this is what we're going to launch in December. What are the elements we need to have to make sure that launches, right? Do we need a photo shoot? Do we need particular types of graphics? Do I need to do some research about my pricing? Do I need a particular app? Do I need, you know, do I need a landing page? Do I need to pre-record some videos? What do I need, right? So that when the time to release the information out to the audience, right, you have all those things in place, and it's a seamless, stress-free launch because you have everything in place and it's not going to stress you out. Guys, now is the time for you to put your things in place. Take it a day at a time, because I know it can be overwhelming. I know it can be frustrating, especially if you feel you don't have all the tools and resources to get it done, right? So I understand that. But the point is, just sitting down and complaining about it is not going to get you closer to where you want to be. You know, sitting down and just lamenting about how hard life is and how hard business is not going to get you where you want to be. Sitting down and procrastinating, because a lot of us do that. We procrastinate. Sitting down and procrastinating about the things that we need to do. And a lot of things you need to do are low-hanging fruits. It might be simple as sending out an email. It might be simple as saying something to your audience. It might be something as simple as following up with somebody who sent you a message about a product or service that you have, right? It might be as simple as reaching out to somebody that you want to collaborate with. Those are low-hanging fruits, guys. So get those things out of the way so that you can focus on the bigger items, right? But procrastination should not be part of your vocabulary moving forward into 2021. And yes, I know there'll be days you'll be tired. Yes, there might be a time that you feel a little burned out. That's why you take a break, right? Because we're human, right? But you have to set up your business in such a way that you are making consistent sales every single day. You are building a relationship with your audience every single day by the content that you're putting out, whether that's videos, blogs, emails, social media posts, whatever it is, right? Your podcast, whatever that is. But you're building that relationship every single day with your audience. And it's not as hard as you think it is. That's what I keep trying to tell you. It's not as hard as you think it is. A lot of times we are overthinking it, making it a lot more complicated than it actually needs to be. Because your audience also doesn't want anything complicated. They want clarity. That's what they want. They want clarity. So it does not have to be complicated. Your sales funnel, I know you've heard about that forever and ever. Your sales funnel does not have to be complicated. It could be a two-step sales funnel. It doesn't have to be complicated, guys, right? You are complicating it a lot. And by doing that, you're leaving money on the table. And you're neglecting your audience. There are people out there who want to buy from you. Yeah, there are people out there who want to buy from you. People are still spending money, guys, right? They may be having different priorities. How they're spending may be different, but they're still spending money because that's the society that we live in. You have to spend money to live. Right? You have to spend money to survive. So you have to know how to position yourself in such a way that your audience still needs and wants what you are delivering. But you need to start to plan your 2020 from now. We are in October. You need to start to plan it from now, and don't wait until January 1st or January 6th or whenever you want to start working, because most of you are not going to work on January 1st, right? You don't want to wait until January to start to put the things in place. You can start to put those things in place from now, right? So that is my message to you. Let's get busy. Let's put this thing together. And let's make 2021 the best year ever. Because you know what? We have no control over this pandemic. We have no control what is going to happen. But you have control over yourself, your messaging, your pricing, what you put out, and your consistency. Those are the things you have control over. So let's put them together and just make 2021 the best year possible for you. Yeah, guys? So I'll see you tomorrow. Follow the rules and be safe. We'll talk again. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.